Small portion of Foreigner, the opening track to Paul Bearer's Sorrow in Extinction, which has just been released by Profound Lore. They're a little rock-based doom metal outfit, and they are getting a lot of attention, including Best New Music Raves from Pitchfork, and Spin calling them Best New Artists for March. Ozarks at Large had a chance to talk to Brett Campbell, the vocalist and guitarist of the group, about what makes Paul Bearer Paul Bearer, and about being a metal band in Arkansas.
Anytime people ask what my band sounds like, I just say, you know, it's slow metal, or it sounds like Black Sabbath or something, because I don't really know. I mean, most of my main influences personally come from, like, progressive rock and, you know, just a little bit of everything, but we don't really try to sound like any particular band. I think eventually we reached a point where, like, this is what Paul Bearer sounds like, and we can work within, you know, these confines, I suppose. But we still have lots of room to, you know, play within that. But, just the riffs that I write and sections, I mean, it either sounds like Paul Bearer or it doesn't, you know. It's just kind of what comes out naturally, I suppose. We're trying to create a certain vibe for sure, and being able to let out, I guess, one's negative emotions into music, I think makes me, at least, I'm not speaking for anyone else in the band, but it makes me a healthier person, I suppose. I'm not very good at explaining the aesthetic. It just is what it is. We're trying to make something unique and make something that comes naturally to us and feels natural and real.
Right. And I guess, how did you know, like you said, well, you just, at one point you knew this is what Paul Bearer sounds like. When was that, and what was that moment?
I'd say after we got the first two songs that are on the demo, The Legend and Devoid of Redemption, those were the first two songs. Well, we had one other song that we kind of never did anything with. We played it at a few shows, but I don't know. It just came at a point of working together. We decided, you know, we figured out certain, I guess, ways of approaching chords and timing. It's real boring musical stuff, but we try to use a lot of the times, since we have two guitarists, that oftentimes I'll write two or three lead parts. Early on, we didn't have a second guitarist, and so I would try to write the leads into the chord progressions by using, like, augmented chords. And then when we got the other guitar, when Devin joined the band, we kept those chord progressions and then added leads on top of those. And I don't know, it's just, I guess that's a big part of the sound, too. It's massive crashing chords, and try to tie them together with interesting time signatures. Or maybe it's in 4-4, but it will loop around in an interesting way. I'm not very good at explaining my approach, because it's just kind of what happens whenever I write music. You know, it's not really anything that's forced. It's just kind of, like I say, Joe and I have been making music together for years, and so it's just kind of something that came naturally. We just, after we got those songs, we kind of figured out where we were going from there, and this is the vibe that we've made. And now, those two songs don't really sound that similar to one another, but they seem like they're the same band. And we decided we can make a bunch of songs that don't necessarily have the same approach. They will sound like Paul Bearer as long as, you know, we're critiquing each other's, you know, musical ideas and working together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all got the same goal for the band, as far as, I guess, the same musical goals. this to be, you know, technically interesting, but also, like, passionate and, you know, real.
To people not familiar with the state of Arkansas and its vast array of all sorts of things going on, a doom metal outfit might seem a little random. So I was curious to talk to Brett about how he perceived being from Arkansas and whether he saw that as an obstacle.
I don't really see it as an obstacle at all, because we have like a great metal bands, great friends, a good metal community, and I mean, we can always tour and go other places. And Arkansas is, I don't know, I like it here. But, yeah, I've always thought it was kind of strange that we became so, you know, well-known despite being from Arkansas. I saw that book, that Brooklyn Vegan article you were talking about yesterday, and I thought it was pretty amusing. Of course, that is just kind of the nature of that website, but all the comments were like, oh, yeah, Arkansas. Arkansas's weak. You know, like, well, whatever. You don't. I guess so. Maybe some people do have sort of a preconceived notion of what Arkansas can, what comes out of Arkansas and what it is. But you know, unless you give it a chance, you're never gonna be able to, I guess, experience what Arkansas has to offer. It is weird. Like, and I mean, a lot of the, I mean, we don't really have a particularly, like, quote-unquote, like, southern-sounding, and we're not particularly southern-sounding. I mean, there's, like, a groove and everything. But, I mean, I guess people hear, you know, oh, this is a doom band from Arkansas, and they expect it to sound like, you know, Weed Eater or something, which is so, I love Weed Eater, but, you know, we don't sound like them, and we're not, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd-influenced boogie band or something, you know?
So, yeah.
But, I don't know, for me, it was just make the kind of music that I wanted to make and, you know, see if people like it. If they don't, we're going to keep doing it anyway. But it's really great that people do like it.
Paul Bear's debut album, Sorrow and Extinction, is out now on Profound Lore. They're also playing gigs at South by Southwest. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.